Hi, and welcome again to the Yes and I Am podcast, the podcast where we learn about people. I'm Aaron Max, and today's guest, I know I say this every time, that they're really special, but this one has a special place in my heart. If you're a fan of daytime television, then you guys are going to be a fan of our guest today. I'm talking about cook, entrepreneur, daytime TV show host, Rachel Ray. How's it going, Rachel?
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm surprised you're able to take a little time off today, because don't you normally record during the day?
Yeah, well, you know, I record in the morning, so I had the afternoon free, and I heard you were doing a podcast, and I wanted to be here for it, so here I am, yeah.
Of course. So now we're recording this right after the holiday season. It's probably going to come out in January or sometime. But, so, holiday season, there's a lot of cooking that goes
on. Holiday season, so much cooking.
Yes. What was that like for you? I know you try to give your audience suggestions of what to make and stuff like that.
Yeah, we had so many great dishes that we put together, so many great flavors, so many great celebrity guests helping me put some dishes together. And, you know, cooking for the whole family, and lots of new recipes we're trying and things like that. So it was a really great time. It was a great season. I had so much fun, especially cooking on my show. The audience was great. They had so much energy, and it was an incredible time.
Oh, awesome. So now we're in January, and January isn't really known for like any particular holiday other than New Year's, which has passed. So what do you suggest people cook in January? I mean, I know there's a lot of snow and a lot of, like, staying in because it's cold.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people in January are trying to, you know, lose weight and stay healthy, go to the gym because it's post-holidays,
you know? Yeah, you got those resolutions.
People got some weight they want to lose. So my recommendation is, honestly, eat what you want. Because life is too short to be on diets all the time.
Now, you say that. It's interesting. Because you've been a little controversial in the past. You had an ad campaign for Dunkin' Donuts that you got a lot of criticism from other people like Anthony Bourdain and stuff, saying, like, you shouldn't be encouraging people and kids to be eating sweets. Now, how do you respond to that?
I think that people can eat whatever they want. I think in moderation, everything is great. I think there are lots of ways to do healthy cooking, but my recommendation is don't limit yourself. Everything in moderation, and if you want French fries, that's okay to have French fries one night, but not every single night because that's not super healthy for you.
Now, you say everything in moderation. Does that just apply to food or does that apply to the rest of your life?
It applies to the rest of my life. Everything in moderation. People in moderation. Food in moderation. Exercise in moderation. Sleep gets no moderation. I love sleeping. Whenever I can sleep, I sleep in between takes on set too. People, there are pictures all around the internet of me just sleeping on set.
That must be nice.
It's nice until all the pictures circulate around Twitter, and then I get all these tweets like Rachel Ray's and doing her job, but I love my job and I do my job and I love the audience and there's so much energy and they're just so great all the time.
I mean, you must be doing something right. Recently, your net worth was estimated at $60 million, which is pretty crazy. How do you manage all of your businesses? Because you were recently quoted by saying that in your life, business comes before family, which is kind of crazy.
Well, yes, I remember that interview very clearly, and I think that business is super important, and it's great to just, you know, get to do my show all the time. I love doing my show, I love my business, and I have my family on set sometimes, but most of the time it's a lot of work. I love my audience, I love what I do, I love cooking, I love my guests, I love all of it.
Now, you love all of it, but I'm more interested in the Rachel that we don't get to see. What is it like once the cameras are off for Rachel Ray?
Sleeping.
Just sleeping?
Well, sleeping, eating, eating the food that I cook on the show. I get to eat. Sometimes I share it with the audience. I'm like, hey, you want to come take a bite? But yeah, for the most part, the Rachel Ray you see on TV, all the happiness and the bubbly and the excitement, that's all super genuine. That is me. That is Rachel Ray.
Okay. I don't know. You seem a little overly sincere right now. Like, maybe you're still on camera, even though there's no cameras rolling right now.
This is me. I'm super excited to be here, and I love, you know, I'm supposed to be taping my show right now, but I'd rather do this, so here I am, you know?
You'd rather do this? Is there, are you exhausted from your show? Is there an issue going on?
Not super exhausted from my show, just, you know, broadening my horizons, trying different things, kind of like trying new recipes, you know? You gotta try some new flavors in there and see what happens.
Okay, well, I'm gonna take it back, talk about your early career.
Yeah.
You were first known for doing a travel show called $40 a Day.
Yes.
And basically, you would go around and go to exotic places and spend a day only spending $40 for like food and travel and everything.
Well, I thought it was $20 a day, but it might have been $40 a day. I don't really remember. But I loved doing that show. And the thing I loved about it was all the feedback that I got on how great it was, because so many people are on a budget. And it was just so nice to hear from all my fans who were really happy to see someone doing something on a budget and not with, you know, unlimited amounts of money. So, you know, my fan base is really great and I love what I do.
You say not a lot, unlimited amounts of money, but I mean, you must have become quite wealthy from that show. Yet you recommended to your audience that paying 7% tip is fine.
Yes, I did say that once.
What do you say to the service workers out there that make less than minimum wage because they rely on their tips, and then you tip them only 7% from a meal? It seems kind of unfair.
Well, you know what? If you do just an ordinary job, you're only going to get a 7% tip. But if you really go above and beyond, and you're just happy to be there, and you're super positive, and I can feel that you're really excited to be at your job, maybe I'll bump it up to like 8 or 9%, maybe even 10 if you're super great. But 7's about a good amount.
You know, the standard in tipping, at least here in New York City, is 20%.
That's right.
So you never tip 20%?
No.
And your reason behind that is?
People are just ordinary.
Now, do you consider yourself ordinary? I know you used to work in the service industry. You used to, like, manage restaurants and stuff. What if your employees there were getting upset about being tipped less than 20%?
I would tell them to do a better job.
Now, what would be their job to be done better? I mean, they're bringing out food on time. They're being polite.
I mean, just customer service and being really friendly and really kind and genuine with your customers and being excited to be there, because if you're not excited to be there, they're gonna tell you're not excited to be there. So honestly, that's what I have to say about that. I would sit them down, I'd have a really good pep talk with them. I'd be like, guys, listen, you can do this. You gotta step up your game, okay? You're only getting 7% because you're working and you deserve 7%.
Now after that, you had your next show, mm-hmm. 30 Minutes or Less.
Yes.
Where you created meals that you could make in 30 minutes or less. Why 30 minutes or less? Like, shouldn't a good meal have time taken to make it?
30 minutes or less so I could cook really fast and take a nap.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, again, you have to go around your sleep schedule.
Right. That's where the 30 minutes or less came in. And also, I'm sometimes kind of lazy. People are lazy sometimes, and you don't want to spend hours cooking a meal, 30 minutes or less. It's like the perfect amount of time to spend cooking before you're like, I'm really over this.
Now, when you say you're lazy, is that reason why you have, like, abbreviations for food? Like, you've been known to use catchphrases like EVOO, standing for extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah, EVOO. That's one of my favorite things to say. Got to pick up a little bit of EVOO. Use it in almost all of my dishes. It's such a versatile ingredient. I love it.
Yeah, and then you also have the catchphrase yummo.
Yummo. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Love saying yummo. Yummo.
Yeah, it's also the name of your family involvement group, charitable organization.
That's
trying
right.
to promote cooking within families.
That's right. Yummo.
Yeah. Yummo.
Yummo.
All right. Moving on in your career, because I like learning a little more. You had a show for 2012 with Guy Fieri called The Celebrity Cook-Off.
Yeah.
What was it like working with Guy? Guy, if you're listening, I'd love to have you on the show. I hope to have you soon, because there's a lot I want to know about you. But what was it like to work with Guy?
Guy Fieri is just one of the most incredible people. He has such a great palate and a great taste for food, and he's such a nice and genuine guy. You know, he, all of that Flavortown stuff, that's all real. His hype, his hair, very spiky, you could hurt yourself on it. But he's great, he knows what he's doing. So
would you say he's a better cook than you?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. So there was some, like, rivalry going on in the show.
Yeah, I mean, not really, but if Guy wants to challenge me to a cook-off, I mean, let's go.
All right. Guy, the gauntlet has been thrown.
Thrown down.
Yeah, your move. All right. Well, in other interviews, you've talked about your upbringing and such. One of the things you talked about is how you used to live in New York City. You used to live here.
I did.
Until you got mugged. And yeah. Then you decided to move back to upstate New York. Why are you here today? You've expressed a lot of fear of the city.
Well, I have security now. So.
Oh, yeah. I did notice the guy at the door.
Yeah. Standing guard just in case, because being mugged is one of my worst fears. I don't even like drinking coffee out of mugs. That's how triggered I get by being mugged.
You told me, or you didn't tell me, you told an interview earlier this year that you don't actually even know how to make a good cup of coffee.
I don't. I always go buy my coffee. I don't really have a coffee maker. I can't even use a Keurig the right way. I have some trouble making coffee, so I have to buy it every single morning.
Now, do you buy it, or do you have someone that buys it for you?
Sometimes I go buy it if it's super early in the morning. I don't have my makeup on. You can't really tell it's me with my voice. Still got that morning voice going on, so, you know. Sometimes I'm able to go out and do it myself, and then sometimes if it's the afternoon, I send other people to get my coffee for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty standard.
Yeah.
I'm really looking for what is exciting in Rachel Ray's world right now. What is our audience missing out on?
The audience is missing out on a new project
coming up. Okay. This is what I'm talking about. What do we have going on?
So, got a new project going on. Can't say too much about it. Until, you know, I get the A-OK to say more. But, it's a new show coming to Food Network. Kind of similar to Sandra Lee's show where she, you know, decorates the table and does the food and stuff like that. But I'm going to have kids on the show cooking and setting the table. So it'll be like a kid's version of Sandra Lee's show.
I'm unfamiliar with Sandra Lee's show. What does it entail?
She is most famous for that meme circling around the internet, the video that says two shots of vodka, and then she just pours vodka and it's like seven shots of vodka.
Oh, wow.
She's most famous for that
meme. You're gonna have kids doing that?
No. There's no alcohol on the show. No alcohol for the kids. Unless they want some, I'd rather they do it with me. But yes, that's what the show's gonna be like. So that's Sandra Lee.
Okay.
She is a wonderful baker, so I hear. Haven't sampled her food personally. Haven't met her personally, but she seems like a lovely person.
All right.
Yeah.
I noticed you brought some dishes with you.
I did.
What would Rachel Ray be without bringing some food? What do you have got here for us to try?
Well, I have a couple different things here for you to try. I brought an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. So for our appetizer, we have this Italian dish called, I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but it's a warm dish with cheese fondue, and it's kind of like a souffle, really yummy. And then for our entree, we have some fish. I don't remember the name of the fish. I think it's trout, might be salmon. It's a fish. If okay. you like fish, eat it, you'll love it. Crusted with some breadcrumbs, EVOO, yummo, let me tell you.
I have a feeling that you didn't make any of this stuff.
I did make it, yeah.
Wait, you did?
Yep, I made it. Made all of it.
I'm not convinced.
Well, let me tell you about dessert.
Okay. Tell me about dessert.
So for dessert, we have this, another Italian dish. It's called panna cotta, which is a custard cream dessert, and you sprinkle fruit syrup over it, usually like raspberry or apricot or something like that. No EVOO in this, but let me tell you, it is super, super yummo. It's kind of like a creme brulee without the caramelized sugar on the top. It's amazing.
Okay. Now, how long did each of these dishes take to make?
Okay, so I didn't have a lot of time when I was making them, but I did it under 30 minutes or less, especially with fish. You can cook it pretty fast. So, you know, altogether, everything took maybe about an hour, but individually, everything took a half hour or less to make.
Okay. So you want me to try it now, or?
If you'd like to try it now, you definitely can. I would recommend the dessert more than anything else. I'm a dessert person. I love my sweets.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So I just go in here.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You said this took less than 30 minutes to make?
Yeah. Yep. It did. Sure did.
Oh, okay. Wow. This has been a pretty relaxed show I've been having here, you know?
Yeah. You got some food. You have some good conversation.
Oh, of course. Now, I wouldn't be like, it wouldn't be a Yes and I Am show if we didn't talk about some controversy. I know we talked yes. a little bit of controversy earlier with your right. Dunkin' Donuts, but back in 2003, you modeled for FHM magazine.
I did.
Yeah, you did some risque photos.
Right.
You caught a little bit of flack of that. I personally am all for sex positivity and women yeah. doing whatever they want with their bodies. But how do you feel like that was for your career?
I felt like it was something in my career that I wanted to do once and maybe not again. I really thought that it was a great photo shoot. I felt super comfortable in my skin. And it was definitely a little risque. Got some negative feedback, but I was happy with it. So that's really all that matters.
Okay. Now, recently on the show, we had the athlete LeBron James.
Yes.
And he has talked to us about how everything that celebrities do is for the money. Now, do you feel like you're living that same kind of lifestyle, that a lot of what you do is just kind of for the brand, and that there's really nothing more?
Well, I love my fans, and I love my audience, and I love what I do. And it just so happens that I make a lot of money doing what I do, but I love it, and I wouldn't want to do something else. Like, I wouldn't pick a different career. So maybe some people are in it for the money, but, you know, love what I do, love my audience, love my fans.
All right. Well, if you don't mind, I think we're going to move on to our speed round. We're going to do some little games, speed round questions.
All right.
All right. Are you familiar with the game Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to list three names, and you tell me which goes into which category.
All right.
First name, Anthony Bourdain. Second name, Martha Stewart. Third name, Paula Deen.
Oh, well. I'd probably marry Paula Deen because she makes some bomb food.
Really?
Yummo.
Wait. Marrying Paula Deen, even after her controversial such things that she said?
Well, I mean, I have to marry her, but I don't have to see her. So she could just, like, cook, and then we could do whatever we want with our lives. I would probably Fuck the first person. I really don't know who that is.
Anthony Bourdain?
Honest. Yeah, Anthony Bourdain.
The host of No Reservations. Nope, Parts Unknown.
Not ringing a bell. But he's a guy, so I'd probably do that. Ask my husband if it's okay first.
So that means you're going to kill Martha Stewart?
Yeah. She's
a legend.
No one will miss her.
No one will miss Martha Stewart?
No one will miss her.
The woman, like, she's probably the reason why you have a career.
No one will miss her.
Hold on a sec. There sounds like there's some beef here.
There's no beef. I'm just saying, like, amongst the other people, I mean, you said Anthony Bourdain seemed like a popular and important guy. So, I mean, Martha Stewart has made her career, and I feel like she's just hit a flat line, you know?
I mean, she does have her show with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Potluck show. It's very popular.
I'm super glad it's popular, but I definitely think Snoop Dogg could keep those ratings up.
Okay, without Martha Stewart?
Yeah.
I mean, she's a legend, though. Like, she
went to jail.
On, like, a technicality.
Well, still, she made her career. Whatever.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that, but it seems like there's a lot going untold here. So the next game we're gonna play is gonna do a little word association. Basically, I'll say a word, you tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
All right, let's go.
Cooking.
Cleaning.
Pan.
Frying.
Olive.
Ew.
Mix.
Stir.
Business.
Business.
Food.
Yummo.
30.
Younger than me.
Minutes.
Hours.
Or less. All right. Well, that's about all we have time for today. I want to thank Rachel Ray for coming out here. Rachel, is there anything you want to say to our listeners before you head out?
I love my fans. I love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting me. I'm going to head back to the studio now and film some more shows for you guys. So thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you all next time. Thank you again for listening to the Yes and I Am podcast. This podcast has been completely improvised, so instead of having the actual Rachel Ray here, it has been my buddy, Kaylee Beccaro. How's it going, Kaylee?
It's going good, thanks.
So, new experience for you. How did it feel to be on the podcast?
It was great. I love Rachel Ray, actually, and I know she's very enthusiastic and happy all the time and really loves her audience and loves making her audience happy. And it was really fun. Definitely a new experience for me.
I mean, interesting thing. I've heard some stories because I work on sets a lot and mm-hmm. such. And I heard she's like really awful to work with. Like, she's like really mean. Like,
that's so unfortunate.
Yeah, I know. That like, especially to like her PAs and stuff.
Yeah.
She's just incredibly rude, which makes me sad.
I think I heard that too from someone, a customer, when I was waitressing a couple years ago. I think she had told me that Rachel Ray, she had worked for her and she was like not a nice person. And someone else too, which is shocking because Rachel Ray is so exciting and happy on television. So.
I think it just, for me, she feels like a really fake person. Like,
yeah.
Like it just feels like a persona that she's built, very much like Dr. Phil, who got their start the same way. They both were derivative of the Oprah Winfrey Show, and they also got their spinoffs. But I don't know, it just, part of me just doesn't believe her brand.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, I don't watch her show enough to really understand could she be such a fake person or not, but I can see where other people would get the impression that
you
she's
obviously
a little more fake.
Didn't live at home. Because when you live at home, you watch a lot of daytime television.
I did live at home for a point, but Rachel Ray was not my
yeah, you know, my it, sometimes yeah. Like pre Netflix, you didn't really have a choice. It was just like,
yeah.
Well, I guess this is on, and I don't have work today, so.
Yeah. She's also a very tough person to impersonate, because other than her EVOO and saying Yummo all the time, she doesn't have a lot of really eccentric characteristics that make her stand out as an incredible person to impersonate, if you know what I mean.
No, of course.
So it was kind of tricky to play that character, because I was like, okay, I know her voice is kind of raspy, but I can't get my voice to be a little raspy, so coming up with a character like that and really making her over the top was definitely tricky.
No, definitely. So, you're an actor, improviser around the city. What do you got going on?
So, right now, trying to put myself out there a little more. You know, it's pilot season, so
believe me, new headshots and all that.
I know, got to get new headshots, trying to reel in auditions, trying to meet some casting directors.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, thinking about getting myself back up there, doing stand-up, trying to put some stuff together. I'm going to see how it feels doing stand-up. I'm not a huge stand-up person in comparison to wanting to do improv or sketch, but I feel like I have some really funny stories to tell. So
no, of course.
Mastering the art of stand-up is definitely something in my future as well.
There's definitely something to be said about, like, the storyteller technique.
Right.
You know, rather than, like, people just shoot out a bunch of punchlines. Because it's all about writing and stuff.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. So, do you have anywhere that our listeners can follow you to see what you have going on?
Yeah, well, you can find me on Facebook, part of my improv group called Mad Sketchy. We have a Facebook group, we have a YouTube page, so a lot of our work and stuff is up there, and we put on shows at the Pit, at the Broadway Comedy Club, so be sure to check those out.
All right. Well, thank you again for coming out here. It has been a lot of fun. Our theme music is done by the artist Regulus. It's his song Yarning. Go find him on SoundCloud. If you guys haven't given us a 5-star rating on iTunes yet, go ahead and do that, because it helps with visibility for the show and helps more people find us, which makes me happy. All right. Lastly, go check us out on Instagram. It's @yesandiam. Pretty simple. Get those followers up, you know? I'll try to post more funny pictures. All right. Well, that's all we have time for today. And thank you all for listening. And we will see you all next time.